Good day, and welcome to the IG Group Half Year 2014 Pre-Close Trading Update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'll hand the conference over to Christopher Hill. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. It's Chris Hill, CFO here. I'm together with Kieran McKinney, Head of Investor Relations. You are aware that our reporting cycle changed, and this short update that we put out this morning replaces the somewhat anomalous one that we used to do in December, which was effectively a pre-close statement issued during the close period. Although the statement today is very brief, I did want to offer a call this morning to make sure we're available for any questions. For my comments and any answers, I'm only going to address trading over the last couple of months. I won't address in any detail the broader operational initiatives going on in the business, because I think we will keep that for the results in January. So as you can see from the statement, Q2 has been a little quieter than Q1. The markets in Q2 have been uninspiring, but not quite as uninspiring as last year. The last two months have seen a continuation of the softer environment that we saw towards the end of Q1. So therefore, revenue to this point, the second quarter, is a few percent ahead of the prior year. So with those few thoughts, I will ask if there are any clarifying questions. Back to you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We'll take our first question from James Hollins from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, just very briefly, I was wondering if you could give a bit more detail on, obviously looking back over the last two months, the performance by geography. That'd be great. Thanks.
James, we're not going to give any breakout by geography. We're gonna save that breakdown to do that properly when we do it in January.
Okay. All right. No, we'll leave it then. Let's say that's fine. Thanks.
We'll now take our next question from Richard Taylor from Barclays.
Morning, guys. Just a quick one. Obviously, you've got quite a diversified business model compared to some who we might bracket you against. But perhaps you could just sort of comment on how you think the industry generally performed over the quarter or the quarter to date, and, you know, how you think you've done versus those people you would consider peers.
Morning, Richard. I mean, the two peers that we've seen release results in the quarter have been FXCM and GAIN. Both their revenues have been markedly down on Q2. The nature of the product mix is slightly different, and you're right to highlight the fact we are more diversified. But, you know, I also have a look at what ICAP have been doing, what TULLETS have been doing. All of those are reporting somewhat softer numbers, and that's really what's behind my comments in terms of the last couple of months seeing a continuation of a softer environment. And then as to how our business has performed, you know, traded satisfactorily is the wordage that we alighted on, because I think that's really how we've performed, looking back across how the market conditions have been. I think the business has traded okay. But as I've highlighted, you know, Q1 was 93.6. Q2's tracking slightly ahead of last year's Q2, which was 87.5. I'll let you guys do the math. We've got a couple of weeks to go, so we'll see.
Okay, thanks very much.
Again, as a reminder to ask a question, please press star one. There are no further questions in the queue at this time. But again, as a reminder, please press star one.
Marion, if there are no further questions.
Pardon, sir, we have a question. We have a question from Emmanuel de Figardo from LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I'm just wondering if over the last two months or so, there's been any regulatory developments in your markets, which you'd like to share with us?
Morning, Manuel. I don't think there have been any significant regulatory developments. We have seen the regulations come through for Japanese binaries. Those are out there now, which is really concurrent with how we briefed before, that we've been able to expand our binary range slightly. And as far as the competition is concerned, they've had to contract some of their binaries range, and also the client test that each client has to do in order to be able to trade binaries has come through, so clients are starting to deal with that. But in terms of how that actually impacts on a business, you know, it's only happened in the last couple of months, so that's probably too soon to tell.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, if there are no further questions, thank you very much, everybody. But obviously, Kieran and I are available at any time later on today if you have anything further. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.